Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friends Jane and Pierce Howard back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jane and Pierce are great members of our Brain Trust going back now. Golly, 15 years. How about that? They've been members of our Brain Trust for 15 years. They're the co-founders for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies, author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce wrote the Bible on the owner's on the brain, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Did you know that, folks? You know there was an actual manual for your brain? And then, of course, the new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness. That's Pierce's too. Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you. Pierce, I'm not ready for you yet. I'm talking to Jane. Jane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim.
I've missed you, Jane.
It's been a while.
Hey, Pierce, how are you doing?
I'm thoroughly enjoying playing second fiddle today.
Hey, okay. When I turned 40, lo, those many years ago, I decided that I was going to gravitate toward things and people that made me happy and away from things and people who made me unhappy. And I've been pretty diligent about that. Now, I know how I define happiness and unhappiness. What do you think? How do you, Jane, what do you think is the classic definition of happiness?
Well, Jim, essentially what we were thinking about for today is thinking about our employees. And so with those employees, the things that make us happy, there are essentially five modes of well-being. And what we want to think about and explore today is the idea of getting people into what we call flow, making sure they fit their job, that they're making goal progress, that they're involved in the community, whatever their community is, and altruism. And so I would say those are the essential ingredients. It's not the idea that you walk around all bubbly and smiley, but it's that you have what Pierce calls in the book, you have the feeling of being in gear.
But Pierce, those are things that sound like something that the manager, the owner, has defined as happiness. Is that how employees think?
Absolutely. The background of all this is that one person in nine, approximately, is born happy. They're the giggly ones that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel much pain. They feel a lot of joy, and you can put them in a lot of different contexts, and they will flourish.
There's a pony in here somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, but about one in nine has that naturally happy temperament.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask for a definition, and that naturally happy temperament is based on people who experience an abundance of the positive emotions and a minimum of the negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And one in nine is born that way. The rest of us, if we're not born that way, to take on that as a goal is a losing battle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are five modes of well-being, that we call them, that are just as satisfying as being giggly. Probably the best one is, the easiest one to describe, is what you were talking about earlier. You talked about when you turned 40, you decided to let go of those things that weren't you, that didn't make you happy, to let go of those things that weren't Jim. There's a great researcher from Claremont Graduate School in California, Nathan Brody, and I heard him give a talk at a conference once. made, he said something that stuck with me all my life. He said, growing up is the process of becoming more like who we are. Growing up is the process of becoming more like who we are. It's like embracing our nature.
And I think you're, boy, that's a, I love the way you said that. I love that quote, because that's, isn't that what we really should be doing as we get older, is finding ourselves, and as I said earlier, finding things that made me happy and away from things that made me unhappy. So we're going to talk about this some more, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to ask these two, Pierce and Jane, if you're not that one of nine who's giggly and happy all the time, can you actually make yourself happy? And we're going to talk about that right after this break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.